Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 89, for Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. Actually, in the car, on my way to Atlanta, and I wasn't originally planning on doing a car episode today. Might do one tomorrow, on the way back tomorrow, but I wasn't planning on doing a car episode today, but after the podcast yesterday, I was continuing some discussion about the Apple event on Twitter, mainly with my friend Paul Fidalgo. And Paul actually invited me onto his podcast, which used to be called the Obcast. I know his blog has moved, or his primary blogging point. I don't know exactly if NeuroEarth Object is gone, or if it's on hiatus, or if we should not speak of it, or what. But the Obcast was the name of his podcast at the same site, and he invited me onto it as like the token Android guy for their discussion of the Apple event tonight. And I accepted a gracious invitation. So between, you know, getting in and unpacking and unpacking to repack tomorrow. But anyway, between that and playing World of Warcraft later in the evening with my lovely bride, I might not have a huge amount of time for a podcast today. And since we're still in our dog days podcasting mode, I wanted to make sure I got one in for today. So this one may not be very long. Yeah, a minute and a half right now. I'll ramble for a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to make sure I had something that I could upload and get in for today. So thus the drive cast. I am one of the good things about driving is unlike some people, I think I've mentioned this on here before, I can't really listen to podcasts, or I have a tough time listening to podcasts while I work. I think it's, for me, it's mainly that when I listen to podcasts, I really like, for me, this isn't talking about anybody else, but for me, I have trouble, like, really hearing the podcast, like, you know, everything everybody's saying, versus it just kind of being background noise, when I'm working, and I like it not being background noise. I like it being the thing that I'm paying attention to. That's how I listen to podcasts. And again, that's me. Some people, anyway, not trying to be too defensive there, but I typically do not listen to podcasts while I'm working. I listen to, either listen to music or put on something meaningless, you know, on TV, an episode of Firefly that I've seen 100 times. So other than, you know, one little cute set of lines, it's just, you know, moving wallpaper, background noise sort of thing. Usually music. So the main times that I listen to podcasts are running, and when I'm doing errands or whatever, especially since it's on the phone now, you can just turn it on whenever. So if I'm out running an errand or something, but mainly running and driving, especially when I'm driving long distances, like, you know, back and forth trip to Atlanta. So I was looking forward to being able to run through a bunch of dog days, because I'm not finished with dog days yet. It's just too many, and I got ahead of me, and I tried to go all, I didn't go all the way back to the beginning, but I went several days back earlier than mine. I think I started with podcasts around the 8th, and again, that's not including Derek Coward and Dave Slusher, because I listen to their podcast. I'm subscribed to them anyway, so I got all of theirs. But everyone else, I think I started on around the 8th, and I think I'm on the 24th or so now. And I ran through the ones that I had pre-downloaded. There are so many. I use BeyondPod on the on Android, and I have two sets or two groups. I forget what they call them. Things that you can have different sets of rules for. I have podcasts that I definitely listen to all of them, and those automatically download, and I keep a certain number of episodes on Nexus 5. And then I have other ones that I like, but currently are not, like, in my go-to cannot-miss list. And I can separate these because even with the number, I think I maybe have, I'm a much lower podcast number than a lot of people. I probably have, those two lists together, only probably about 25 podcasts. And the tricky thing is that listening to Dave talk about the comedian stuff the other day, I'm going to add some more to it. And they'll at least at first go in the I'm always listening to them list so that I can determine whether I want to always listen to them. So I can, even with that number of podcasts, my queue never gets eaten up because I don't listen enough hours of the day, and a number of mine are fairly long. Short ones would be one thing, but you know, Security Now, which I generally listen to, is 2 hours plus. No Agenda, which when I'm not tired of how crazy they are, I listen to. They can go 3 hours. Even Accidental Tech Podcast, which I just actually listened to an episode of. I paused an episode of to tape this, is like 2 hours and 15 minutes, this episode. So they can go long. I mean, when they're that long, heck, if you were listening for 6 hours a day, you'd only get three done. So I never catch up. So there's no point in on the feeds that I'm like, I can't want to keep them on my machine, and I want the feed or the reader, the unread list to be current, so that if I get in the mood to listen to them, I can see, you know, what the most recent podcast is and just quickly download it and stick it in the queue. So that's how my reading works. And the Dog Days feed is in the not automatically downloaded list, and so I go through it. And I probably should have moved it up to the other. Well, I'd have to give it a different. Even if I did move it into the automatically download list, I'd still have to give a different set of rules, because I only keep, if I'm auto, like Security Now, for example, when I'm auto downloading those, if I have more than three of them, it drops the oldest one when it downloads the new number three. So when it gets to four, it knocks the oldest one off. So I'll always only have three. And that's mainly just for space reasons, because again, enough of these are pretty long. I have plenty of space on the device, but you know, no device has infinite space, so I could certainly run my Nexus 5 out of space if I had left, you know, 40 copies of Security Now on there. And there are just so many new podcasts on the Dog Days queue every day that I have to create a rule of just keep them all, or keep the 100 most recent or whatever. So what I've been doing is just literally going to the scrolling way down the queue until I find where it shows that I haven't, you know, that I've listened to, and then I just pick 10 or 15 or 20 of the new ones, pop them onto my playlist, and then say download it all on playlist and catch everything up that way. So I caught up, like I said, I think I'm on the 24th. I still haven't got, Dragon Con's the end, so I'm getting close. I see that there are some other people coming through the queue after Dragon Con on the Dog Days of Podcasting list. I guess that list is staying live. I don't know. I don't think it stayed live last year. I'm not sure. Maybe it stays live for a couple weeks into September. But it's good to see. And there are several podcasts on there. Like when I do my great reorganization shuffle that's coming soon, when I take everything out of Feedly and just go straight Beyond Pod, I would say a majority of the Dog Days podcasts are going into my list, so I'm gonna keep up with pretty much everybody. Keep up with you guys, and we'll see how many of us make it all the way through the year back to another Dog Days, even if we're only doing one a week or one every other week. So that'll be interesting. But I listened to quite a few today, and I'll be listening to quite a few more. I didn't download enough, and so I hit Accidental Tech Podcasts, which is going to take me the rest of the way in to Atlanta. I'll make sure that doesn't happen tomorrow. I'll just put probably 30 or 40 of, as many as I can. They'll maybe get me close to Dragon Con and then the official end of Dog Days. I'm going to put a whole bunch of them in the queue tonight and let them download. So it'll be pretty much Dog Days on the way home tomorrow, which will be cool. I like it. So anyway, that's it for today. I think should be fine for the day cast, and I'll put a link in. I can update the show notes. I may also put a regular link or a regular post on my blog, a link to Paul's podcast, assuming everything works out with that tonight. I mean, it'll probably be a day or two before I can put up the link, but I'll just update the show notes. So people who haven't gotten it at that, you know, people who get it in the future or whatever will have the correct link. And everyone else, you can just go. I'll stick it on Google Plus and Twitter and all that stuff as well. So that's it. It's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can make comments at kenzoid.com, or you can email me at kkennedy, K-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus and Facebook profile links will be in the show notes. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, I've been listening to too many other people. Attribution share alike version 3.0. Thanks a lot, and talk to you again soon. Bye.